four of us are on comms. We're like, yep, that's a bad idea. He goes fucking charging in, gets himself killed, starts talking shit to us. We're like, all right, whatever, dude. I typed in, you're dumb, because I like to get right to the point. You know, I'm just like, you're dumb, dude.
Scathing insult from Bobby. Yeah, what was the rebuttal, Bobby?
Oh, paragraphs. And but this is what I'm telling you.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. Full crew here as usual. We got Chad.
That's me.
Chi.
Hi, hi.
And myself, Robert Digital. Oh, and Emilio.
Aww.
I just tried to switch it up, you know, do a little something different.
Right. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah, we saw what you did there.
It's hard to ignore Emilio, let's be honest, though.
Yeah, that's true. Before we get started, I just want to announce we have had a lot of people joining our Discord, which is awesome. I've switched things up with the Discord, so now you don't need to get member status to be in certain rooms. All right, I've opened the floodgates. Anybody
that's
can
convenient.
Join.
Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody. But yeah, feel free to join us on Discord. We still have to make a permanent link for our default channel, and so everybody can we can link that in places, and the link won't expire.
You still haven't figured that out?
You know what? I think it still is active, but only for the AFK channel. So if you, and what happens is people always link the HOTS channel or the Overwatch channel. Those links change all the time, but if you link the AFK channel, then those will, that will always be the same.
And then the from the AFK, you can jump to those others?
Yeah, exactly.
How exactly do you link a Discord when you're in the Discord?
There's a little icon that looks like a square with an arrow pointing up.
It looks like a trash can that's thrown up.
I guess. It you click on that, and then it gives you a little invite link, and you copy that and paste it wherever.
I think that symbol is a universal upload picture.
Yeah, it's a universal send to, right? Yeah.
Well, okay. Usually an upward pointing arrow means upload, but this one has a little square around it. I don't know. That's how you do the invite. I'm a fan of Discord. I like it, but
it's been working great since. Well, I find it a little bit confusing. I'll admit it. Like, I don't know when people
you're
are talking.
You're almost in your 40s now. Now technology's starting to slip away from you.
They're talking to me, like, I'm getting updates all the time, but I don't know if they're talking to me directly or not, because I'm in a game, and I don't know if I should switch out, and then so people have been yelling at me for not responding and stuff, so I'm sorry. I'm old.
One comment I have on Discord is people that first, like, jump in, haven't used Discord before. You know, you can do the web version of it, but every time somebody tries to do it, they have problems. So I just always tell people,
get the client.
Download the client. Yeah. It's super quick, super easy. And then you can, and it's cool because on the left-hand side, you can get all the different channels you're associated with. Mm-hmm. Like, it saves them. So I have one that I do with my WoW group. I have our Discord channel. I've got, what's his name? God, why am I drawing a blank? Emu Killer has his clan in there also, so it's cool.
It's incredibly well organized since I've been using it a lot more, and I've taken the time to go through and look at all the permissions and how rooms are created and everything.
Crystal clear, too.
Yeah, it takes something that's very complicated and hard to do and makes it as simple as it can possibly be, I think. Because TeamSpeak is good, too, but I find that just, even visually, just a little more jarring. I don't know.
This coming from a guy who still uses a Napster for music, or not Napster, but
Winamp
for music.
Winamp, yeah.
You named something better.
Yeah. I did notice, I've been playing a bunch of WoW now, so WoWhead's back in my life, and I did notice WoWhead has a Discord icon next to their Twitter,
I don't
Facebook,
know what WoWhead is.
You know, the website where you can just look shit up.
Oh, okay.
You know, back
like
in the
a WoW wiki?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But all the quests, all the items, everything.
Gotcha.
But they've got a Discord icon right next to Twitter, Facebook, and all those others. And I'm wondering if companies are going to start doing that, like join our Discord channel and you can...
I think they already have, because Crad actually showed me one time there is like an official, not NVIDIA, what's the other company... that AMD? Not AMD. No, the one that Intel? Makes all the graphics cards that we always buy. The
NVIDIA.
No, the particular brand.
GeForce?
Oh, geez.
That is NVIDIA.
We all have EVGA.
Has their own specific Discord, and you go in there, and there's lots of people talking, and they have their permission set in such a way where you can chat, but, you know, you get special permissions for voice. And I know a lot of podcasts that use that to take calls as well. You can do quite a bit in Discord, and a lot of companies do have, like, official Discords.
Who, by the way, refused to sponsor us. So, actually, they just didn't respond to me. So, feel free not to buy their products from now on.
And, there's a difference
when they feel the pain yeah. that is the DL gaming slump.
Yeah,
then they'll know.
The DL gaming yeah. slight. Can you buy anything? Like, how is Discord making money?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's probably all advertising venture capital or something
and stuff. Smarter people than us, dude.
I'm wondering if it's like Tinder, where they're just giving the product out for free.
At first.
Like crack, and then eventually they'll
start. Like how Facebook got big.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
But enough about how amazing Discord is. Let's move on with the show here.
Yeah.
Cool.
Something about Derpstick.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned last week that we had been talking about Deus Ex Human Revolution, and I had mentioned a listener had said, why, and I couldn't remember the listener's name. So I just wanted to call it out. It was Derpstick, so thank you very much, Derpstick. So I just wanted to give him his recognition on that one. So
cool. Yeah. There's no big story this week, really, except for, I guess, I'll just throw it up there as it, because it was the only thing that came out that we played this week. Mother Russia Bleeds, we played. Bobby and I just played it for about 15 minutes.
Bobby played it a bunch, though.
Yeah, probably over an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I put about 2 hours into it.
So more opinion than I do, so what do you think?
Well, they got two versions of this game. You can get the game itself. I think it's $12.99, $14.99, something like that. But I bought the deluxe edition, which comes with two copies, soundtrack, art book, all that extra stuff.
Where's my copy?
And why did you do that, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. I figured, yeah, what the hell?
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know what I'm
going to do. He's rich, remember?
The soundtrack, though, is pretty decent. I mean, it's like an old retro Sega Genesis-style game soundtrack, little 80s vibe to it. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll grab that. You know, I just like to be a completionist about these things. But the extra copy will probably be given away to our Patreon subs. I've got a few games that I've saved on the side. I think I have, like, Rust, Civ 5. Soma, you know, like a few decent ones that I don't do in the giveaways, but I'm going to set those aside and we'll be giving out those to at random to Patreon subs once we figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I think we have four or five people, so you have like a 20 or 25% chance of getting it right now. And shout out to FigSack, by the way, who went to our Patreon page and said, "What the fuck?" He's like, "What is wrong with you people?" He's like, you know, if everybody gave $1, it'd really add up. I mean, I'm not here to, like, ask for money or anything like that, but...
ask for money?
No, I thought it was cool that a listener saw it and said, $1 a month would really add up. It really... Because there's, like, at least seven of you. So, you're like, we could get almost a pizza every week.
There's dozens of us.
Exactly.
Okay, so Mother Russia Bleeds, I think go ahead.
If we always fuck around with the numbers and how many there are, but there's hundreds, if not close to 1,000 soon.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Mother Russia Bleeds was a game that I knew I had to pick up because it borrows a lot from Streets of Rage. Do you guys ever play Streets of Rage on the Sega Genesis?
No, yes, but sir. I played the other version. What was the one that the Capcom game?
Double Dragon?
No.
Double Dragon was on the Nintendo. There was
Hagar Final. Comes from.
Battle Axe? Battle?
No.
Final Golden Fight. Axe.
Golden Dude, Fight? Think Street Fighter. Guy in the red suit. He's in Street Fighter Alpha.
Is it Golden Axe?
You really don't know who it is?
Like
you don't
Streets
know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know.
There are a million of these games, and all of them were really...
I'm pretty sure it's Streets of Rage.
But Streets of Rage was like the original one. Axel.
Final Fight.
Final Fight was the Super Nintendo one.
I thought he said Final Fight.
Yeah. Well, I did.
I said Golden Axe.
I said... Yeah. Okay.
Is
Final Fight, I didn't like as much as some of the other ones. For some reason, like, I really like Streets of Rage and Golden Axe.
Which one was Streets of Rage?
Is the one where your girlfriend gets kidnapped.
That's all of them, right?
Yeah.
That's all of them.
Yeah. Definitely Double Dragon.
Yeah. My favorite by far was River City Ransom, and that's the correct answer.
That's
for everything.
Nintendo. I mean, that you're going way back.
That game was awesome.
I don't know.
Still I do have something to say about Golden Axe.
By Streets of Rage 3, I think they really got it down, and I see a lot of that in this game, Mother Russia Bleeds. I mean, it's got the same type of graphics, and there's a lot of these games on Steam as well, but they really fall short. I played a bunch of them. Foul Play, Fist Puncher. Fist Puncher kind of has that same pixelated graphics going, and all the different characters with special moves and abilities, but the graphics are just a little too bad for me to really enjoy. Mother Russia is right at that good spot.
What's the one that we played?
The French one?
The French one.
With the live action?
Yeah.
I forget the fucking name of
that. We played
thing.
One that was pretty fun for like an hour or two.
Bobby, I think, would like that one. It's got the kind of like...
Yeah, I think we played it off Bobby's account, ironically.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Anyway, there's a French one where like...
If only we had somebody that was on a computer that could look that up.
Well, he's talking about Mother Russia Bleeds. Right.
Got to do everything around here. I'll just type in the French one into Google. I'm sure it'll come out.
The French side-scroller beat-em-up.
The French one.
Oh, boy. There's a guy holding a baguette for his penis.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the French one.
Do you remember one of the first GIFs on the internet with the world ending?
The penis helicopter?
No.
Are you talking about Meat Spin?
Meat Spin, yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I saw and
it wasn't Foul Play.
Pretty sure we used to prank all of our friends by changing their homepage to meatspin.com.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
God.
Classic.
That is still something I've never seen.
Can we let Bobby get through a sentence?
No. Yes, go ahead, Bobby.
So I really like this game. It's everything that you expect from this type of game, all the good things and the bad things. The bad being it gets repetitive. You're beating up the same guys. They introduce new guys. They introduce new mechanics in the levels. There's a level that Emilio and I played together where they straight up ripped off, I believe it was Streets of Rage 2 that did this. There's two train tracks, top and bottom, and one of them starts to vibrate. You have to move off it before a train comes through, or in Streets of Rage, it was a subway. And then everyone on those tracks gets smushed, and you just have to keep doing that throughout the entire map. There's a part where the guys are in the background throwing grenades, and you can pick them up and throw them at enemies.
Is this what you were playing when
when you guys showed up? Yeah.
We were beating up the bouncers?
Yeah, that's...
And that's
where it got interesting.
Gay strip club. S&M strip club, Russian... Yeah. S&M gay strip club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I played about chapter 1 through 4. Everything was, you know, pretty normal. Then Emilio and I started playing. And right at the time that she and Chad showed up, we just found ourselves in a level.
Coincidentally.
Where we were, just happened.
Where things got weird and freaky.
By normal, Bobby said it was normal up until then. By normal, we were fighting bums on train tracks. We crack whores were throwing syringes at us.
Wow.
And when the bad guys and the cops were both attacking us, sometimes they would just turn and start beating shit out of each other. So that was normal up until then. Then it got weird.
Then it got weird.
By the way, I found it. It's called Streets of Fury.
Streets of Fury.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that is kind of live action.
Yeah.
Made by a French.
I thought it was hilarious, man.
We
had tried
hilarious.
Three or four bad co-op games, and that one saved the night.
Yeah, it was.
And I've heard of that one, and I've heard the same thing that you guys said. It's really fun, but only for about an hour or two.
Yes, exactly. I did notice on Mother Russia Bleeds, the graphics are pixelated, but the...
Pretty well done.
But well done, and it was smooth, meaning like some games... It has the guy with the punch in and the punch out.
They
and
put
it's
enough
two,
animations.
It's just two frames.
Yeah.
This one had a lot of frames and a lot of animations it was really cool.
And a lot of people with these games, a big complaint about them is the controls. A lot of people find them very stiff sometimes, and they feel like their character isn't doing exactly what they want them to do. But in this case, I felt like the game was, it was good in that regard. The graphics were just good enough for me not to be annoyed by them. And I like the whole theme. It takes place in the 80s in Russia. It's kind of like an alternate future. Or alternate past, I suppose. a lot of gore, a lot of violence. Pretty decent storyline, and that's kind of what was lacking with a lot of these brawler beat 'em up games in the past, too. Like Streets of Rage, what was going on there? You know, your girlfriend disappears, and you spend the whole game trying to get her back. You fight the boss, and you get her, and that's it. Like, that's the whole fucking story.
And she still won't give it up.
Well, we don't know about that. There was a fade to black. Anything could have happened.
I mean, that's like every game from, like, that era. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was just Axel's girlfriend. Like, that's what they do in this game, too. Mother Russia Bleeds totally copies Streets of Rage with the characters. And I'm not saying that like it's a bad thing, but you have your character who is really fast, but a little weaker. And then you have your character who's big, really strong, but slow attack speed. You know, they have that rating. And I think it was 3. I always played Axel until 3, and they had Skate, the little kid on rollerblades, because rollerblades were a thing back in the 90s. But he was just like this little guy, and he would just skate around. He would hop on people and just start banging on their head and then jump down. Like, I was like, okay, that's the dude I'm playing.
I was going to save this question for Necropolis because it was relevant then, but it's also relevant here. Generally, when you're playing a game for the first time, and let's say there's only two options, who do you go for? The fast combo guy or the slow?
I always pick
the average guy.
I always pick the average guy.
Yeah, that's not one of my options, guys. You get fast and quick,
no,
or strong.
There's always an average.
No.
Yeah, they usually
not in my game.
The average in there.
No, there's not.
Okay,
one
so hypothetically,
there's not one in Necropolis. That's why.
See, if I would go for the fast, quick guy, but I almost always feel like the strong, slow guy is better.
Yeah.
Or maybe just easier to play.
If that's the only choice, I usually go with the slow, powerful
Well,
guy.
The slow guy at the beginning is really good because you get to learn the game better because you're not dead instantly because you have the more health mm-hmm. points probably.
I always go fast and quick because I just don't like being the big buff guy. It's the feminine side of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But that's basically it.
As far as downsides for Mother Russia Bleeds, I did, maybe it was the way you guys were playing, but it was literally just punch, 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 punch.
That's
punch,
what
punch,
it looked
punch.
Like. And like I said, these games suffer from being repetitive, but I don't know.
There were some mechanics going on.
Mm-hmm. We saw there was fatalities, right? There was fatalities.
Yeah. Well, you can knock guys on the ground. You get points. There's a point system and you get more points for varying your combos. But if you knock guys on the ground, you can just wail on them. Like you can just bust their head open. Literally.
It's interesting how inappropriate a lot of the games are. I mean, back in the day the worst we had was Duke Nukem in terms of like gore and
somebody was literally just whipping some guy's dick on this in the background. He was naked and the guy's hitting his dick with a stick, like a switch.
Yeah, not in Duke Nukem, although that may have happened in Duke Nukem as well.
Right.
Well, I think all games now suffer from everything else where they got to catch eyes. So they have to be exploitive or exploitive.
Is this by Russians, Bobby?
We're all jaded consumers.
Well,
yeah.
I also think a lot of the people making games now are people like us who are young and played those games and thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? You know, like, sure. Wouldn't it be cool if we could rip off a condom machine from the wall and beat some guy over the head?
Exactly.
With,
yeah. That's what happened.
Now, I do have to disagree with Bobby on this one. I don't think I can recommend this game. It was fine. I didn't play it as much as he did. As far as these games go, it's not bad, but I don't know if there's any good ones except for maybe Double Dragon.
Are you saying the gaming has moved beyond the beat 'em up?
I don't know. It looked fun to watch, and I wanted to jump in and join you guys.
That's true.
It's a tough sale. Like, the whole beat 'em up genre is kind of like the point-and-click adventure genre. I think it's a little outdated. I really enjoy them. They're my favorite co-op games to play sometimes.
I thought the sound was terrible. The music's good. The sound, the every punch, kick, throw was one sound effect. Every single one. Okay. This is like, you got to try a little harder than that.
We're getting a little nitpicky here.
No, dude. Sound design.
The
kick and the
punch
sounded
the same. I mean, come on, guys.
And by the way,
dick whippings don't sound like that. I know this.
Yeah.
Here's a good point. They could have ran away and made a huge amount of points for the Amelia scale when I hit somebody with the accordion. Guess what? Punch sound.
Oh.
Yeah. Hitting somebody with an accordion.
You just gave up right there.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
You hit somebody with an accordion.
And there was an obvious lack of swearing I was noticing. Like,
no, there was a lot of swearing. There's no voice acting in this game. It's all text. But yeah, they swear up and down this game.
Gotcha.
But there's some, adds the high points and low points.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is a first time or second time developer.
Yeah, they only have one title on Steam. It's by Le Cartel Studio.
Okay,
published by Devolver Digital.
As a first go, from a studio, I think they succeeded, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you got eyeballs on you, this is their first release. It's well put together, I think, for the type of game it is.
I think they accomplished what they set out to do. I mean, they're like, we're just going to basically do Streets of Rage, but we're going to make it modern. And they did exactly that. I mean, I still play Streets of Rage occasionally on like a Sega emulator, which is all legal, by the way, on Steam. They actually have a Sega emulator. But I think that game still holds up. But I don't know. I really enjoyed this game, but I totally understand that it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Somebody was asking me today about emulators, Bobby, and I think somebody was asking about a Nintendo one.
That'd be awesome. Do you know the go-to emulator?
Yeah, I told them to ask Reddit because I don't know these things.
Yeah, no, you can look it up, and they'll tell you. Like they have a whole rating system. The SNES one I use is SNES 9X. There's a few other good ones
out there. That's the one I used.
Are these things
the one
legal?
I'm interested in Is there a way to do multiplayer like Mario Party through emulators?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there actually is.
That's what I would want to do.
It's possible. That Bluetooth controller I have, there is a way to hook up multiple ones of those to an emulator too and play
How
it on
that. How about Super Smash Bros? If that's a N64 emulator, are there any out there?
There's an N64 emulator. Yeah,
there are.
I played... it's so crazy to play those games again and realize how bad the graphics really were. But I played, what was the Star Wars one?
We were like, whoa!
You're talking about Rogue One?
Dash Rendar. Was it of the Empire. Shadow of the Empire.
Oh, Shadow of the Empire.
Now, I always reference Super Smash Brothers as the greatest co-op of all time. But if we were to go back now...
Co-op?
Couch co-op. Yeah, that's what I called it.
Versus?
It's Versus.
Mm-hmm.
But we call it couch co-op.
You might, but I think you might be the only person.
Or local co-op. That's what it's referring. If you go to Steam, if you make one right now, if you make Smash Brothers, you put it on Steam, it goes under local co-op. So what do you want to say? Local versus?
Does it have
co-op? Don't call me crazy, dude.
you're crazy. There's no
co-op. It's literally called local co-op.
Yeah, okay. On Steam.
But we call it a first-person shooter. There's no first-person or shooter, but we just call it a
Rivals of Aether, right? Which is a direct rip-off of... It's called local co-op. That's its tag.
No. Well, that's because Steam just classifies anything where two people sit on a couch and play with controllers as local co-op, but everybody else in the world would call that a versus. Like, if you say co-op, that kind of says, like, you and someone else working
together. I'm leaving together. I don't like any of you, and I'm leaving.
What?
I don't feel like I'm getting respected.
I understand where Amelia was coming from, but I think, like, in Steam's terminology, it's correct, but in the gamer's terminology.
The real world, i.e. everywhere else.
Okay, a couch versus?
Okay. I'm with you now.
Do you think it really holds up to what... we play, like, is it really that much more fun than Gang Beasts? Is it really that much more fun than Move or Die?
It's hard to compare things because you have to take into account the world around them. And a lot of times things don't change as much as the world around them changes. So, you know, I can look at some of these games where I'm like, they're still great, but there's so many other great games out right now that I could play that the competition is so steep, I probably wouldn't play them very much.
And in that same vein, if you look... PC Gamer put out the top 100 games you should be playing right now, as opposed to the greatest of all time, which makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Because, Duke Nukem might be one of the best, but you could barely play that piece of shit at this point. So they ranked the top 100.
Was Smash Brothers there?
No, for PC Gaming. Gamer Magazine.
Oh, yeah. PC. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But it was Witcher 3 got the top spot.
I can see that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got everything, really.
I really think a lot of it also has to do with the age we were. You know, Smash Brothers came out when we were just the right age to be way into stuff.
Like, GoldenEye is a piece of shit at this point.
When you're like 12 and 14, you're just way into shit. Like, you have those three things, and you just love them to death. Be it baseball, be it whatever it is. So I think that has to do with it. The other thing is, there were so many less games coming out, I think, that we had to cling to that. We played that thing for like 6 months straight because nothing else came out.
Thank God we're the only podcast in the world.
Yeah, seriously.
Otherwise,
cling to us. All right.
One more thing. I was talking about co-op. or whatever it's called, Lab Monkey told me that Halo 5 is coming to the
of ours.
Halo 5 is coming to the PC for free, and it was supposed to be today, and we're supposed to try
it. It's not coming to the PC.
The multiplayer, though.
You can do the map editor.
No. The kind of Destiny-esque part of the game, you can do together. Is the way he put it.
And maybe...
You don't get the campaign, is what I'm saying.
You don't get the what?
Campaign. You get the...
My understanding is you could do the level editor. The level editor was only on PC. You played the and then you could try out your level on the PC, but you couldn't actually play it in multiplayer. And
maybe you're right.
But this was a while ago. This was like a month ago, so maybe they've changed things.
I've never played a Halo. You guys? Yeah,
me neither.
I played the original Halo.
I played Versus with Halo. Like, the most I remember is just going over to friends' houses.
Like on Xbox?
On Xbox, yeah. And playing Halo games. Never campaign, only Versus.
We had the first Halo for PC, but you had to buy it from Microsoft. It was not on Steam. It was not on any other...
And it looked like shit. I thought, wasn't it a bad port?
No, it was fine. I mean, for the time that it came out. It had one of the funnest modes in that where you would... I've mentioned this many times before, but there's a mode where you would race the buggies around, and somebody would be your gunner, and you'd race around, and then you'd try to shoot the other people.
It's like Double Dash.
Yeah, there's like games that have come out that have tried to do this, and none of them like hold a candle to like just some mod some dude made for Halo. Like, it was so fun because those things handled like so well.
A lot of people make the reference of Rocket League to that mod, I think, in terms of Halo, where you're where it's like the buggies controlling the buggies in Halo.
They're called Warthogs.
Warthogs. That's what they're.
I haven't even played Halo, and I know they're Warthogs.
I love the sword in Halo. That's my choice.
The plasma sword or something.
I don't know.
Which is alien like technology, isn't it? I don't know. But speaking of Rocket League, while we brought it up, their Rumble mode came out, and this is Rumble mode came out.
Rumble.
He's dancing over there.
He's dancing. He's doing whatever a rumba is.
Yeah, now you guys wish it was
Rumble mode brings video. Smash Brothers to Rocket League.
Smash Brothers?
Yeah, you get special moves to attack each other with, and to not just attack each other,
Did they take the ball out, though?
The ball's still there as well. So the only thing that I saw came from Jens, of course. Jens is like, check this out. You got to come play. So he was going for a goal. It wasn't going to make it. He threw a tornado or tornadoed his car.
Okay.
And it gave him the ball and himself the lift needed to make it in. But I know that you could switch places with people. There's a grappling hook. I think there's a lightning bolt to stun people. I know early on they said they weren't going to be doing things like this because they want everybody to be even.
Thank you.
But they have such a player base now that they can try all kinds of crazy shit.
And the tail on this thing has been so much longer than...
Tail?
So in... It's just a term that is used in a lot of different companies and a lot of different groups, but it basically means how long there's player involvement or user engagement.
Like the life of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So if you look at like a sales chart, basically you get this huge jump at the beginning, and then how long you can get that tail to
before
stick
it tails
out,
off.
Before it hits the zero mark, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the tail. So the longer the tail goes, the longer a game is involved. Mm. Like WoW, which we'll talk about later. The tail on the
mega spike
is huge,
the
biggest tail you've ever seen.
Yeah,
I mean that works until like you have another spike somewhere down the road. Well, I guess it could be a Stegosaurus or something.
It's true. Yeah. And you see that because I see some of this stuff at work. You'll see this giant spike, and then it'll have this tail, and then the sail hits, and you'll see that secondary spike, that's kind of what they're trying to do. Because when you hit that sail, the tail thickens for a little while, you know, so you're trying to get that tail to keep getting thicker and thicker. That's the goal anyways.
Mm-hmm. Stegosaurus is the goal.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
And going for those second spikes, I'll bring up Homefront, which is free this weekend.
Okay, you don't have to segue everything, dude. You can just roll into the next thing.
Well, this is exactly what they're doing. They have a free weekend, so that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah, they're trying to get that second or third.
There's something else that's free this weekend. I saw it on Steam.
Is it a Half-Life 2 mod that we covered already? And
no, they're doing, they're having a big sale. I think I saw Focus Games or something. But
yeah.
I don't know if they had a. I don't know if I saw a free weekend for something.
You sure it wasn't Homefront Revolution? That's the one that I'm covering.
Probably not.
Anyway,
I
they
just
really
throwing things out there. That I don't 100%.
They really need to do this because. This game came out, and it had a lot of technical issues. It's down in the 30s and 40s for the Metacritic. It's way down there. Yeah, terrible. And, you know, nobody really touched this, but apparently this last patch really fixed things up. And so I played the first 30 minutes, maybe, and I was really impressed. Really high production value, great story, very intricate, incredible detail in the environments.
Open world first person shooter. So is this kind of like a sandbox game where you're going?
Sounds like The Division, kind of like similar to The Division.
See, as far as I know, I didn't see anything open world. I'm playing maybe the campaign that gets you into the open world. That part of it's really well done. So I can't speak for the entire game. Maybe it falls apart in 1 minute after where I'm at right now.
Because the recent is actually worse than the overall. The recent is mostly negative versus the overall, which is mixed.
I don't think I've ever seen a recent be better than the overall.
Really?
So I don't know. No, I don't even.
I think
is that possible?
That. Yeah.
There's one specifically that
they
I'm
usually
about.
Don't vary very much.
I thought I was going to love this recent thing, but almost universally, I mean, Bobby can only think of one, and he's the stat master.
I think it comes down to are you continuously working on the game?
Yeah.
Or are you not?
I don't know if it's continuous, but this last patch, the patch took longer than the download of the game for me.
I think that says a lot about maybe they released the game way too early.
I don't know this backstory. All I can say is for free, definitely pick it up, but it's going to be gone by the time this comes out. So how much is the game, Bobby?
You're too late, suckers.
It says current... to buy it, $23.99 on sale, $40 full price.
You know what? I'll get back to you next week because I'm pretty intrigued. I expected half of what I got, and so it's entertaining.
But you haven't played any of the multiplayer.
I haven't played any multiplayer, but it is co-op.
Your expectations were just so low that...
Yeah. No, I was like, whoa, these graphics
Emilio's
are pretty good.
Emilio's expectations are always high.
Yeah.
He thinks everything is going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Pretty much. Just like this podcast.
Exactly.
This is the best one we ever did. And if you guys listened to last week's podcast, you know why I quit drinking. God damn, I was sloppy.
It's fun. I kind of like it when it's like...
I don't know. I think I had to make sloppy. Edits on that one for the first time in years.
Oh, really? Oh,
if one guy's yelling, cut it, and the other guy's saying, like, no, let it go. Like, let him suffer. Like,
I actually noticed you didn't edit the part where I requested you to edit.
No. People love that shit.
Oh, God damn it.
What part was that?
No, we're not bringing that up. This is the last week's episode, and you'll know.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about? What's next up? You want to talk Heroes?
Yeah, I'll talk Heroes of the Storm again. No, I actually should because I've been playing with some listeners. Figsack has been playing. Got to say, I was impressed with his play. He has some experience in MOBAs. I guess he's played a lot of League of Legends, and that shows. And I see that when people come into this game, and they're brand new to Heroes of the Storm, but they played League or they played Dota. Mechanically, they know how to move the character around. On the opposite end of that, you have people who come to the game like Clown Lotion, who I also played with. No offense, bro, but he was definitely new.
Again.
So we were kind of showing him the ropes.
Yeah, you should.
But the biggest mistake that I see people make that are like brand new to this game is they never mount up, like ever. They're just like,
that's unique to this game.
I didn't know. I felt like there were so many points where I'm like, whoa, you can mount up. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you do that?
And not all the characters can mount up.
Not all of them can.
Really?
Some of them have different moving mechanics. Yeah, it's different.
Like the tank, how does the tank mount up?
Yeah, he has thrusters, so he speeds up for a little bit. And then you have someone like Lunara who just automatically moves faster than everyone else.
What does Brightwing do?
Brightwing can phase shift. She can select a character every 40 seconds and teleport to that character.
Okay.
So a lot of them will have something if they don't have
a mount.
Is that
the same with Falstead, too?
Yeah, Falstead can, but he can go anywhere. Falstead has to go to another character, or Brightwing has to go to another character. Falstead can go anywhere on the map. But Yeah, that's a lot of that's something that a lot of people don't pick up on. But I've noticed since I've played a lot of WoW and I'm playing Heroes, like there's a 3-second delay after you're dismounted in Heroes before you can mount up again. In WoW, I just automatically assume that. So anytime I get dismounted, I'm just like, and Z. Oh, wait, no. And that Z isn't even the mount button in World of Warcraft.
I mean, so, you could make it that.
I mean, yeah, you could. But, yeah, so I always forget about that. But, you know, that it's not even so much that people forget to mount. It's they don't realize how often they should be mounting. Like, you should always be mounting up on your horse or whatever and getting, like, 40% move speed or something. And you never realize that until, like, so many other things in this game. You never realize that until you see somebody else do it and totally just shove it down your throat. Like, that is something I saw, or somebody said that on a stream I was watching, like this, these two guys that always play together, Heroes of the Storm, and one of them streams, and he was talking about how, like, he's played a little bit in the qualifiers, and when he's played against the competitive players, like, he learns so much because he just finds out things that he didn't know he could do, and, like, how you can abuse certain talents on Heroes and just get so much value out of it. And that totally happened to me with the whole mount speed thing, like, a year and a half ago. I played against this team, and I was like, God damn, it feels like these guys are always mounted up, like, always moving faster than me. And ever since then, like, I've been a lot better about it, but hopefully Clown Lotion and FigSack will continue to play. I know FigSack's been practicing a lot in AI. Yeah.
I think you should always be mounting. It's just a rule in life.
Mm-hmm. As often as you can.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Please explain.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyways.
See, you get on top of things.
Anyways. No, I like that you brought that up, how you were learning through watching other people. And those are some of my favorite competitive games, especially like Counter-Strike, where people actually pay enough attention to you to comment on your mistakes. Like, that's what I like about MOBAs. That's what I like about shooters.
Now, take it as a compliment, really, right? Because they're taking time out of...
Unless they're being, no, I unless love they're trolling it. That's what I like. It's constructive criticism. It's allowing you to bring your game to the next level. And that's what's important when you play a game and you feel yourself becoming better at it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's really the best thing about games like that, but those competitive games.
Clown Lotion, just like me, the way I look at it is I can't bog Bobby down with my time because I don't even have the mechanics down. So I got to play way more like beginner stuff.
Let's
play.
Typer,
me and
right?
you, me and you should be playing together because I don't even have the mechanics
now. Oh, no, I got plenty of alts. And, you know, I try to help people along when they're very new. But like I said the other week, there's just so much information. I feel like I kind of bombard people with
that.
Yeah,
not you're probably hitting them with top tier stuff when they literally need to know whether they should go left or right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a method to it. But I've noticed, too, that since I played so much Heroes of the Storm, that I went back and played some StarCraft 2. I was so much better at StarCraft 2.
I bet, yeah.
Same thing with some other games. I went back and played some Dota, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, this game is so much easier now. Just like the mechanical ability.
I'd love to play a Dota game with you.
Yeah, Dota, occasionally.
I'll hop on the Discord more and see if there are some game modes that you guys would want to play. Viewer games.
Watch that Heroes of the Storm. Is it going to become like a feeder league for the Dota? Too. Like, that's where you get your...
I think... There,
I don't know.
There's
don't,
a different...
No, Dota 2 is like...
A different player that plays Dota than plays... Yeah.
You have to be dedicated. Dota, you have to study, you have to watch...
You got to dedicate a good portion of your life if you want to play Dota.
You can basically tell, like, how good a Dota player is by looking at how many hours they've played.
And I
that's
think...
Not, that's not true, like, the more everything. Hours you put in, the better you are, but basically, if you put this sum of hours, they expect you to know a certain, like, prestige... Like, not
that means,
prestige,
like...
But level of playing the game. Mm-hmm.
Going by that logic, I'm a fucking master at watching porn. For sure.
Yeah, you are.
Master. You are. Like, unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's
put
ridiculous.
Your joystick down.
Yeah. I think the thing is, Dota, you can't even be okay until you put in 50 hours. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
50?
More like 300.
Yeah. Okay. But sorry. That's not the case with Heroes.
If I could get Isaac, I was telling Sam today that we have like 500 hours played. She goes, oh my God, I would have my degree. I was like, yeah. If I could get Isaac as my hero, dude, I would wreck shop.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I think in Dead Eye.
You're going to only shoot in four directions. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have 300, 500, or 600, but I'm around there and I'm still newbie.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make a character like that. You know?
That would be awesome. I just want to see Isaac in a MOBA.
You know, I got to commend Mortal Kombat series for bringing in all these other assets. You said it's because it's by Warner Brothers?
Yeah,
something?
They own Warner Brothers.
So they bring in Batman, Superman. No.
No, they bring in the horror genre. They've got aliens. They've got Jason.
Jason.
Freddy.
Predator.
Predator. They've got, who's the guy with the leather face?
Yeah, I could have sworn they brought some guys in from something else. But yeah, that makes sense. But any game, or maybe Smash Brothers bought in like Solid Snake, which is from Sony, which is a different, you know, Konami.
Yeah, Konami. But, Sony actually had their own beat 'em up that brought in some characters.
Yeah, we played it a little bit.
You know, a character that a lot of people have been asking about coming into the Nexus on Heroes of the Storm that I would love to see. They kind of did a weird thing at one point and brought in the Lost Vikings. The Lost Vikings is a really old game by Blizzard from like the 90s. Not a very popular game. It was like a weird.
It's their
like,
first game. That's why it's so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the why very it's first unique. One? Yeah, it's their first game.
Oh. Well, yeah, they brought those guys in. And, you know, usually they bring people in from the Warcraft universe, Starcraft, Diablo, and now Overwatch. They have Tracer. They're going to bring in Zarya. But I'd love for.
Oh, they're doing Zarya next?
Yeah, Zarya is coming on the 27th.
Sweet.
Zarya is now my girl. Do you remember how I was like, I will never play Zarya? Yeah.
You called her a lesbian.
She's a butch ass lesbian. I was like, I don't want to play Zarya. And now it's like, wow, when I play Zarya, I make shit happen. I am boss. I'm a boss bitch.
I think she's one of the characters that has like the most, she has like complicated mechanics. Like
she does.
She does have a high skill cap.
She complements other tank heroes very well. If I see a D.Va, if I see a Roadhog, I almost automatically will cue Zarya.
But that's the thing with Zarya is she has a mechanic that if you don't use it right, she's not good.
Oh,
but
yeah,
if you do use it right, she's very good.
Amazing.
Just today, I jumped over Zarya to kill Zenyatta, and Zarya turned around and shielded Zenyatta, and then the whole team killed me. Like, what was I going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful play.
And her ultimate is really strong, but very finicky. Like, if you do it right, you win. If you need to have another ult to back you up. Exactly.
Yeah. It's the most cohesive ult.
Yeah.
But you need a cohesion to pull it off.
Complimentary. Yeah.
And she'll have all the same abilities in Heroes of the Storm, too. They seem to transfer well over to that game.
Tracer's cool in Heroes. Like, because her ult can fill. It's based on how much she's shooting. Mm-hmm. So if you're, like, in combat, it comes back really quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool to watch. Chad, as you're using hand signals and stuff, I was remembering this comedian. He was talking about being in Italy, and like we think that our Italians are like really animated when they talk. He said that he was watching this Italian businessman walk down the street who put down his briefcase so that he could use hand signals on the phone.
On the phone. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That awesome.
Sounds about right. But anyway, the character that I was talking about, that from like Blizzard's past that I would love to see is Blackthorn. You guys remember that game at all?
No.
Really? I'm going to look it up and I'll know.
While he's looking it up, I will say
the game was Warcraft 2.
I saw the price of Warcraft 1, the original sticker price.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to guess?
Original sticker price of Warcraft 1
for the PC, yeah.
For the PC.
$14.99.
It's not a $60 game.
$29.99.
This is before $60 game was established.
I would say $29.99.
$79.99.
What's the answer?
You didn't guess. That's why I was waiting.
I said $60. That's my guess.
$85.99.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Okay, what was Warcraft 2? Because that was when I started.
I don't know. By then, it would probably have been regulated.
A little side. We're going off on tangents here, but
ooh, Blackthorn looks awesome.
Jinx.
Hey, yeah, I played that game. I think
yeah, it was on Super Nintendo. I remember the cover.
Oh, that does look familiar.
I tried to. I wanted to play. I got into a WoW lore rabbit hole, and it got me really wanting to play Warcraft 2 again. So I was trying to find Warcraft 2. It's not available on.
Bobby knows how to get it. Bobby.
I mean, I could get it, but I wanted to get it authentically. I wanted to put it up on my Battle.net launcher and be able to play Warcraft 2. And you can only play Warcraft 3 is their only classic game that you can play.
Yeah. Wow. That is unusual. They don't have Warcraft 1 or 2 on there. Yeah.
And Bob, they even have a huge fan of the story of Warcraft 2, right?
Warcraft 3. Warcraft 2, I barely know anything.
Warcraft 3 was the one that they did with WoW. When they were making WoW, they were also making Warcraft 3, so their stories are more intertwined.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know this, but on my Battle.net account, there are games that they actually give you for free. The one of those being The Lost Vikings. Actually, I think Blackthorn is free as well.
I know Origin gives out free games, but like really shitty free games.
Yeah. usually old, outdated games.
That small amount of like hard drive space for your shitty game just to get it free.
Do you guys notice what's happening? We're going from a Steam fanboy podcast to a Blizzard Battle.net podcast.
No. Blizzard's been killing it.
Yeah. Not maybe not our personalities or whatever, but we've been talking so much.
That's true. I'm really like I think before we started the podcast, I'm like, hey guys, I didn't do much except play competitive Overwatch. Like I'm addicted now.
Good.
I'm back at it.
But like I was saying, like when I load up the computer, right now I load up Battle.net before I load up Steam.
But I'm not at that point.
I'm sure most people are Steam first. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's that 1% that loads up Origin first or whatever.
Yeah.
Dragged Lab Monkey into an Overwatch game today. He's like, on third game, he's like, I hate this game. I'm not going
to
play it anymore.
I'm easier to contact through Steam than I am Blizzard. I miss a lot of messages on Blizzard, but I don't miss messages on Steam because Steam has the pop-up chat.
That's my priority.
And even if you log off your computer or reset it, it pops up again to just remind you, hey, this person.
The chat functionality on Steam is much better.
Yeah. And then Blizzard, it's like I
probably ignore a lot of messages, and I ignore a lot of, and vice versa. Like I messaged Bobby, and he never responded to me.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things where it's like,
that happens a lot.
That is Bobby. Yeah. How hard was it for you guys to get into the apartment today?
Oh, that was
impossible. I begged a couple. I had to blow the dude while she watched. To get a ride up the elevator.
Guys, wow. I told you the secret. I know the secret path, the secret formula that allows you to get up without any issue. And I told you guys, but you don't
be
you
a hot
disregard.
Chick. Yeah,
no.
That boat has sailed, unfortunately.
Be a petite Asian girl.
Yeah.
It's like you just got to ninja your way and wall climb up the elevator.
Yeah, that's your heritage, not mine. Now, if you said raise the village or.
Bobby, do you get the game for free or?
Yeah, I'm looking for it, and I'm not finding it here, but I know somewhere.
Sure you didn't dream it up?
No, I swear I've seen it, because I downloaded and played The Lost Vikings like a couple months ago.
Wait, go back to Blackthorn, though. I want to see this guy.
Blackthorn?
Yeah, so I remember the cover art.
This is a Super Nintendo game from 1994.
Because the art looked similar to
Image or something.
Legend of Rock. What was the one that Jack Black did for Double Fine?
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Yeah, he was like this Indian dude with a big shotgun, long black hair, and it was just like a side-scroller Metroidvania type of game. And this is another game that I know I have, and I'm looking at my Battle.net account on their website, and I'm trying to find where
I... What about Steam? Maybe you saw it on Steam?
Oh, no, it was not on Steam. I remember I downloaded
it. Yeah, there's no Blizzard games.
Not even one?
No, I don't think there's even one.
Hold on, maybe if I go to download clients. I'm going to figure this out live on the air.
Okay. Well, cue me up, buddy, and I'll dial it home.
Because you got about 13 games on here to talk about.
Yeah, so did I get all the way through Homefront, I think?
Yeah.
I was impressed by it.
Yeah, you were impressed. You liked it.
Okay. Final Station, somebody asked us to play it, but I was already had my eyeball and it was
No. You tell that you played this purely because a listener asked you to play this.
Yeah, and
come on.
Thank you so much for being a Patreon. He's not a Patreon either. I'm just saying that.
But people are contributing. If you are interested in asking us to play games, you wanted us to know. We've got a thread.
Bobby's
on
really
our...
excited. Hold on, Chad.
Okay,
you know
I found it. You can get you get this for free. It's like hidden here under the classic games. If you go to your Battle.net account, go into download client, and go into classic games. You have The Lost Vikings, Rock and Roll Racing, not a great game, and Blackthorn, all for free.
And StarCraft Anthology.
No, I had to buy that.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. All right, we cracked the case, so you guys.
That was the most excited I've seen Bobby all year.
So I was playing the final station, right?
The final station, yeah.
The final station. It is a mix between survival horror and...
First person, is it, by the way?
No, it's a side-scroller, 8-bit graphics. And so I'm playing through this thing. There's two parts of this game. One is the survival horror, where you're going through looking for...
What's the horror? Is it zombies? Is it
It's
mutants?
Not really explained. There's an invasion, they call it.
Okay.
And they, yeah.
Alien,
they,
potentially aliens?
Yeah. But they're zombie-esque aliens, really.
It looks kind of like District 9 a little bit, at least those other ones.
So you're going on the train. That's the other part. So one part is going and getting resources. The other part is managing your train while it's going. I don't know how far I got in the...
That sounds like the last war. What was that? This war of mine?
Yeah, this war of mine. Kind of, I guess, but...
Because the train would be your base, and then you got to manage your base, and then you go out and get stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. But you're trying to keep your passengers alive so that they'll give you money so that you can keep the train going. There's some sort of story going on here, and it was really with like a kind of a heavy heart that I got to say that I didn't finish it and I stopped playing it, just because the controls were fine, the combat was simplistic, but it was fine. It was enough to keep me going. Music, art, all that stuff was just enough to keep me going. The thing, unfortunately, that kept me from playing the whole game through, because I think I got it at least halfway, was the poor translation. Before I even checked, I told Sam, I was like, I think this is probably like an Eastern Bloc game. And then it was made by like a guy named Sergey, I think.
Oleg.
And that's no fault of theirs. Well, maybe it is. They didn't find a good translator, or they couldn't afford it. But this is really my thought process.
I am Sergey.
I'm sorry.
This is a Counter-Strike reference.
When we were playing,
when the missions come out, there's this one guy called Sergey, and you are either Sergey, and you have to kill him or protect him. And his name's Sergey, so...
All the guys...
So every time you're Sergey, you're like, I am Sergey.
All the guys in Mother Russia Bleeds in that club, they were all Sergey.
Yeah.
They're all so gay.
There's a couple...
Way too Sergey.
Yeah.
In my taste.
I'm wondering if the translation issues that we complain about every once in a while, we complain about them because... We're Americans. We just expect everything to come out in English.
Meanwhile, the other way around,
they're happy to take broken, whatever.
I would be happy with broken because I had to deal with broken English my entire life with, my parents.
But then you learned it, right? Oh, not you.
What? I had to go to speech impediment classes, guys. So.
Me too.
Oh, what? You too, Chad? What
yeah, for? We talked about this before. I couldn't say my R's.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
How old were you when you finally could?
It was in elementary school.
Yeah, like second, third grade?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you ready to move on?
Yeah, something. That remarkably similar to how I sounded.
You're a white boy. How did that happen?
I don't know.
No, just kidding.
I don't know. That's a good question.
The way I talked myself out of finishing this game was... If I finish this game, because the story is kind of intriguing and the banter between is kind of intriguing, but you're like, what are they trying to say here? If I got to the end and I finished it, because all these things are barely enough to make me go along, but it is. If I got to the end and I beat it and I got an ending, I wasn't satisfied with the translation, I would be furious.
Devastated.
Yeah, so, it would be pretty bad.
Final verdict, the final station is... Sergey.
It's Sergey. How much?
Well, we have the name for this body in this episode.
How much is the final station, by the way, Bobby?
I believe I paid $14.99. But
you're buying games now?
I bought like three games this
Baller.
Week.
Oh,
Baller.
Work must be going well.
$14.99. This apparently 7 months ago was on Indie Gala for $1. It was probably while it was in early access, not on Steam, or trying to get early access status or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Okay.
What was next, Bobby?
By the way, the graphics, I wouldn't want to play this game just from the graphics alone.
Roguelands. I bought this because it had the name Rogue in it. And I guess it's made by some guy that's kind of popular as a single developer. It's a rogue game. It's a roguelike, but it's set in a Terraria slash... What's the space Terraria?
Starbound.
Starbound galaxy.
You seem basically to like to play a lot of games that are 8-bit-esque.
No, he loves Rogue. He likes 8-bit.
No, you know what I like, Chi, is new ideas. And small developers are the ones
roguelikes.
Small developers are the ones that most likely have new ideas.
Okay. You know?
So I like to try a sample. And it's also like a guy that goes around and buys independent comic books. It's like they're not the best. They're not the high quality. But I like to support the small guy.
No, what you actually like is you like to try a game for 20 minutes, say you tried the game, and then go back to Binding of Isaac for the next 15 hours. That's what you actually like to do.
You know what the Binding of Isaac thing is?
Wait, am I wrong with this one?
No, I played it for 20 minutes, then I gave up. Then I watched 20 minutes of how to play this game on YouTube, went back to it, and probably played it for another hour, 2 hours.
And then started playing Binding of Isaac?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
It is, somewhere between Starbound and Binding of Isaac, actually. It's a lot of resource gathering.
What was that one where you could do the magic spells? And you could,
yeah, magic.
That's what I'm kind of seeing in this. Is that?
Yeah, but you can't design your spells as much as whatever you get, you get.
Oh, gotcha. And what was that one called, though?
Magic class?
No, magic.
There's a P in there.
Magicka?
No, definitely not Magicka.
It was something magic.
We're not going to find it on that, Bobby.
Yeah.
The French one.
Yeah, it's the French one. I found that one. It was called Streets of Fury EX.
The name of this podcast is The French Sergei.
That sounds remarkably like the French are gay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
That's weird.
So I dug it, but not as much as Starbound. And I don't really like Terraria, so... If you're going to play something like this, adding the whole roguelike to Starbound for me didn't really work. If it sounds interesting to you, then go ahead and check it out. But I didn't get it at first. I had to go watch somebody play it. And once I figured out that you can't heal yourself, it's a big game of risk versus reward. Should I squirrel this stuff away in my chest or risk it by going out and fighting? Mm-hmm. That's what it is, basically.
Okay.
Yep. Hmm. Bobby, I love how you put all my games in a row, and so I'm just going.
I'll talk WoW for a hot second. I've been playing a ton of WoW, but I won't get into the specifics. The only thing that I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, wait. By the way, Chad, you showed me all your mounts the other day.
Yeah. We are talking about mounts a lot.
I'm sorry.
There's one where I put my leg up.
Stop.
Froggy style.
No.
There's all sorts.
What?
I like the one where he tucks it in his belt.
Yeah,
that's the crazy one.
No. There were three girls.
Legs.
No, there were three and a half girls in the room. And Bobby was like, no, Chad was like, sorry, Bobby. Chad
it happens
was like,
all the time.
You
want to
see my mounts?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked.
Was this?
This was at the house.
Where was I?
I don't know where you were, Emilio, but...
God damn, I always miss all the mounting.
This is where Chi came over last week.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But no,
but there was mount talk.
Weird.
I have a decent collection of mounts in WoW, but not great.
Okay.
Anyways, so the two... she's still laughing. The two things... what I want to talk about this time is...
Mounts?
The quests. There's two quests... From the 100 to the 110.
What's your favorite mount?
I usually use the... It's a skeleton raptor that you got from archaeology.
That's cool.
Oh, that seems like it had been around
forever.
See,
the problem I have with mounts, though, is they have some really cool ones, but they're land only. And
Not anymore. Most of them can fly. And the other thing is... Where you're at from 100 to 110, there's no flying.
Yeah,
anyways.
You can't fly anyway. But still, I like to have just one mount that I can always use. I don't like having to switch to different ones, and I've noticed quite a few.
Except you'll pay $40 for a mount just so you can let it around, right?
Yep.
Oh, here's a storm, not yeah. for wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you will pay for one.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, so going from 100 to 110, I had a blast questing and doing all that stuff. I loved to quest. But there was two quests that I wanted to call out because I was just laughing my ass off for these two quests. So the first quest, you go into this kobolds, you know the kobolds?
Spoilers?
They
got
the,
and you know, take candle.
Yeah, you know, take candle. They got the candle on them.
Oh, yeah.
They're usually in the caves. So you go into this kobold area, and they've got the chair set up that the king sits on. So
kobold
you go
king.
You go and sit on the chair, and then you get an exclamation mark above your head, and the kobolds come up to you to ask for quests because you're trying to get something from them.
Yeah.
So you have to go through these series of quests that they're trying to do for you. So you become the quest giver. But it's funny because they're kobolds. So you're like trying to tell them what to do and they don't understand you. And so you got to talk in kobold to them to tell them like you be digger, you dig best. And then they understand what you're saying
right.
and go mm-hmm. do it. So that one was, I was cracking up on that one. And then
that is pretty cool.
The other quest that I was having a blast with, you find this murloc, you know, the murlocs that do the, do the murloc sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How about the hogger?
I don't know. It's been too long.
He never played
Hoggers. Yeah, I don't think
he never played Alliance, so no. He never saw Hogger.
Oh, yeah,
oh what?
Yeah. I think they moved him, too.
No way.
I think he's a boss in Shadowfang now, but I don't think he's
Hogger
in.
Is a boss?
He's outside also. He's back where he's where he's normally is, yeah, but he's also a boss.
My first wild character was Alliance, and Hogger, to me, essentially, is the first boss.
Yeah, exactly.
That you come across.
He was like the first elite.
With the elite, yeah.
Yeah, he's the first elite that Alliance sees. Mm-hmm. So you meet this murloc, and he has a quest, and you accept the quest, and it says 0 of 1, like your quest log says 0 of 1, and a bunch of question marks. Like you don't know what he's looking for because he's talking in murloc.
Yeah.
So you basically run around this area that is defined, trying to figure out what the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
So
it's basically whatever you can click on, right?
Yeah, you're just clicking on shit until you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you finally get him this pearl, and then he asks for another quest. Yeah, he asks for another quest, and he has asked for 4 things. But it's, again, question marks, and you have no idea what he's doing. So you're running around trying to find these things.
How do you convince the Murloc King that you're a Murloc?
No, the Murloc King was a while ago. This is just a Murloc that's sitting there. Like, just another one.
Yeah.
So you eventually find out what happens. And so he takes this polished pearl. And he walks in there, and there's these two adult murlocs. And one has this giant mustache. And the other one has this giant bow. And there's an obvious girl one that's sitting next to it. So he's, like, trying to win he's trying to convince the dad to let him take the girl out.
Oh.
And the dad like gets mad and doesn't let him go out. So it's this whole quest to try to get this murloc laid, basically.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
What did he have to give to you in return?
You're doing the quest and you're just getting rewards or whatever.
Right.
But eventually, like, the dad gets kidnapped by spiders and you have to go save the dad.
As one does, yeah.
And when the dad gets saved, then... You know, he's like, okay, you can date my daughter. And then they run off together. So.
Oh.
Gee, let's do what Murloc sex would sound like.
I don't know how to do Murloc noises. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Octodad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it does sound like Octodad. He actually made more of an Octodad noise than a Murloc noise.
Yeah.
One of his things.
But Murlocs are awesome.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Mushroom 11. Is a they call it a platformer. They call it an anti-platformer, but it's more of a puzzle game. It's really interesting, Bobby. I played it off of your account. Do you ever play it?
A listener wanted us to. I think it was Lab Monkey wanted us to play this. Clown Lotion. Somebody.
I don't know.
Somebody wanted us to play this. This is the one where like the mushroom keeps growing.
Yeah.
What do you mean anti-platformer?
That's what they called it. Mm. So it's a platformer, but you don't do any jumping puzzles. But you do need to get to different platforms. So you're playing this like...
Fungus. It's a fungus, right?
Yeah, or I was going to say a bacteria because you can see like growths inside of you.
Yeah.
So it's post-apocalyptic. I don't think there's any humans or any kind of like structured life anymore. There's not a whole lot of story. It's a side-scrolling game. You know, there's not a whole lot to it. The art is pretty cool. It's exactly what it needs to be for this. The only thing that's kind of weird is the actual thing that you are. Everything seems to fit in the world except for you, because you look digital to me. See, like that, it looks like digital to me.
Yeah.
And everything else is organic and or postmodern. I don't know how to explain it. That was the first boss. That was, I started having fun there, but I did, you know, I was like, I don't want to play a puzzle game right now. So I wasn't too into it, but it is very,
it seems like a totally, totally unique experience.
Yeah, it's totally unique.
Seems like a physics game.
There's some physics puzzles in it too. This would be more in my level, because I like games that mentally challenge you, you know, more so than skill based too. So this is seems like something fun.
It's somewhere in the middle. There's some thinking about, and then there's some getting lucky, because you're constantly destroying yourself so that the rest of it can grow. That's what you saw, that white cursor. So you're destroying what you don't need so that the what you need grows. So once you figure that out, you can kind of do it quickly, but there's times where you have to cut yourself in half so that you can tilt the scales in one. I thought it was very inventive. Not my cup of tea, but I could definitely see how some people could enjoy this.
I think Chi should play this week.
Maybe we'll have to share games.
You guys haven't shared games?
Do you need a blanket?
No, we haven't. Oh no, I'm okay.
Okay.
Sure, I've got it.
She's just trying to avoid you.
No, it'll flip right off.
I'm holding it in. I'm not trying to pull an Amelia by going.
Got some hospital bed sheets.
Wait, where did that come from?
Let's go another one before we do this one, Bobby.
Okay.
Shadow Warrior 2?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to mention that I had pre-purchased this game.
Ooh.
Wow, yeah. The non-pre-purchaser person is pre-purchasing?
No, I pre-purchase every now and then.
What is Shadow Warrior? Dynasty Warrior?
Kind of like an Asian Duke Nukem, right?
Yeah, pretty
Asian
much.
Duke Nukem?
Shadow Warrior was a game that came out in the 90s, around the same time as Duke Nukem.
What company?
Who did Shadow Warrior? It was one of the big ones. It might have been Apogee. I'm not 100% sure on that. But they did a redux, and then they kind of redid the entire game a couple years ago and made a new version that I played through, and that was really fun. It's a first-person shooter with a lot of melee combat, blood and guts, a lot of dick jokes, Chinese dude named Wang, a whole lot of that shit, and you slash up demons. I played this at QuakeCon, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's one of those games where I just know I'm going to really like it. A lot of people are going to be like, yeah, just another first-person shooter, but I'm definitely on board with this one. So I went ahead and pre-purchased it. It's coming out October 13th.
Bobby, why haven't you finished Doom?
Yeah, I got to do that.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
I know. That was supposed to be my game of the
year.
I think a little game called Heroes of the Storm.
I don't know. And WoW now, but yeah. I think it was Wolfenstein. Like, I was just so crazy about Wolfenstein. Then the old blood came out. I was like, it's not quite the same. And then Doom, I mean, as much as I do like it.
You don't want to ruin it, maybe?
Aesthetically, it's definitely different, but it is still kind of the same thing. I mean, it's, I don't know.
No, it's not the same thing.
Are you 110,
thing.
By the way?
Am I what?
110 in WoW? Did you hit max?
No, I'm 107 and a half. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
Cool.
Necropolis? Overwatch.
Necropolis or Overwatch?
Yeah, tell us why you're pissed.
At Overwatch?
Yeah.
It's because I've been solo queuing the entire second season. Has anyone played the second season of competitive Overwatch?
No. I don't get invites by people.
I jump in and play and like get out.
Quick play and that's it?
Like, I was playing with Lab and he was like, talk to me about the meta. I was like, I've never looked up one thing about this game. Actually, I looked up how to play Zarya the other day, but besides that, that's it.
No, I truly believe that with Overwatch now, it's basically, unless you are playing with someone who you can trust to play well, or someone on the same like cognitive level of you and shooters and cooperative team play, almost like a MOBA, you can expect to generally just not enjoy yourself, whether you're winning and or losing. What I'm seeing across the board for all my friends list that have played, they now have, compared to last season, they now have silver, gold, platinum, diamond rankings, just like the traditional StarCraft rankings and HOTS.
Where you at, by
and
the way?
I'm in gold.
That's not bad.
Oh no! Here's the thing. This is what I'm frustrated about, because all of my friends.
Why are you solo queuing? Don't you get a mad advantage when you
That's the thing. I just
like your brother.
I want to play the game. My brother is diamond. He is season highest 3,200. He wants to be top 500 if at all possible. And it sucks because I'm normally on the same level, maybe not as like my brother, but very close. And all my other friends that I always play shooters with, who I think were on the same level, maybe they might be a step above me, but they're at least 2,800. So that's platinum.
Okay.
Just at the cusp of diamond. And the fact that I am such a low rank, like I placed 2,200 and steadily that has been declining because I've been continually solo queuing and winning, barely getting much reward, but losing and taking a huge penalty when I do lose, it doesn't give them the ability to want to play with me. Mm. In fact, three of my core gamers repurchased the game and are creating Smurfs just so they can play with me again, because the fact that I solo queued and placed competitive in such a low ranking. My brother, for instance, I played three games with my brothers. We won two, lost one. The amount that he won through winning the three games did not is actually less than how much he lost. He out of the two games he won and then lost one game, he lost more overall just by losing one game.
Jeez.
So it makes it impossible.
That's no fault to yourself.
It makes it impossible for me to play with my core group of gamers without significantly putting them in a deficit.
And you totally understand
even if we
that.
Win two and they lose one, they're getting penalized much more.
Play with derps like us. We don't care about it, right?
I'd
be bronze or copper.
Well, do they allow
tin? Do they have just lead?
It's just frustrating because it keeps me away from my core group of gamers.
Right. Yeah.
How many people can you queue with in competitive?
Six.
So one, two, six, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because in HOTS,
so.
you can only queue with one other person. Otherwise, you have to do team league, because there was a problem with
Smite.
But
they don't
too.
Do that in this. There is no team rank versus individual.
That seems so strange to me, because that was a huge problem in Smite as well, was do we let people queue in groups of three or groups of four? And they kept going back and forth between that, because you have a significant advantage if you go with a large group, especially if you're on comms. Like, you're almost always going to win that game.
Yeah,
and then with this one too, they only let you queue if you are within 1,000 rating.
Yeah, and it's the same with HOTS. You have to be within a bracket. So I can't queue. I'm in diamond, so I can't queue.
I'm in grandmaster, so I can't queue for example, a diamond.
I think they count master and grandmaster the same, but I can queue
for MOBAs. It makes sense. I see that, but for Overwatch, I am going in there and I am
you're
just
in
being,
Elo hell.
Everybody,
that's what people always
everybody
talk
is
about.
Beyond casual that plays this game. Nobody even has a headset nor even understands the concept of what is
cohesion?
It? Not just cohesion, but comp. Mm. So I can already look at a comp, and there's only so much I can do, or even try to convince these strangers to switch classes and or do anything.
I'm down.
It's you like got a one group of those up?
Things. Dude, I know. That's the thing. Like, I'm
Cheap.
In solo queue.
I'm down
right now,
anytime.
And I have nobody to play
I'm
with.
I'm down.
Which is first.
Oh, meanwhile, I was playing all day yesterday and today. Not one working. Hello. Not like,
really? At all?
Hello.
What
nothing.
What do you think that says about your gameplay? If she'd rather be in solo hell than play
no,
with you?
No, I guess when
maybe
I
she
play
can
Overwatch,
make a separate. She can buy a separate game, make a
myself.
New account, and then
so
she can play with you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like honestly, I recognize myself ignoring people's messages on accident. It's only because I'm so intent in the game that by the time I'm like I have time to just respond to messages, I forget. So I apologize.
I'm not judging. I'm just hurt.
If you find yourself a little advice from Heroes of the Storm, what I've found is that if you find yourself in a bracket that you don't think you belong in, I know with Heroes of the Storm, you have got to play a playmaker. You cannot play a warrior. You cannot play a healer, especially. You've got
you
to play
carry.
An assassin.
Really? You have to carry.
And it's not even so much
so
that you
like
carry.
DPS. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of...
Yeah, you have to play not even a DPS, but a playmaker, someone who can like not single-handedly win the game, but someone who can make big plays
and
that will help in your favor.
Yeah,
and you also have to play to your bracket. When I play with my silver and gold buddies in HOTS, it's a different game than when I play with diamond.
Yeah. Same with Hearthstone. Like they tell you, okay, when you're 15 to 10, you're going to be playing a lot of this deck. So play the deck that counters that deck. And then when you get down to the eight, you know, sub 10.
Who tells you these things?
I look at the meta. I don't know if you know this. But, yeah, so I think you're right, Bobby. Like, you got to be able to play.
Yeah.
You got to say, like, okay, I know I like to play the tank, but right now I got to just fucking take these five guys and drag them to fucking the next level. Mm-hmm. Because
if you look at my hot slots,
if you don't do it,
and
who
you
does?
Check, like, my win rate per class, and they don't break it down just warrior, DPS support. They break it down like bruiser warrior, hard tank, burst damage, sustain. They like really break it down. My support win rate is like fucking low, like way below 50%, because that's the least effective role. Mm. And like when I play a burst assassin, through the roof, you know, because so if you feel like you are better than the bracket that you are at, then I don't know if you can even do that in Overwatch, though.
I don't know if there's players
like that.
And again, I've made this complaint before in Overwatch where the comms are fucked up.
What's with this window that you just...
Oh, she makes one gesture, and now she's the weirdo.
Gesturing while you're talking is weird. I don't know if you know this.
I made a box to basically highlight. And one more thing to highlight.
Okay, you're highlighting.
About Overwatch, like... Everybody says Blizzard is so good to listening to, you know, to the gamers and converting the game.
Oh, right, right.
You know, another thing is comms. It's almost impossible to get somebody to go from their group comm to the team chat, and it's a team-based game, and it's impossible to communicate with everyone in your team. Something as little as letting the rest of the team know where the bastion is. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and
so
who
huge.
Needs to get rid of that bastion and
they
how
need
they're going to do it.
At least you guys have voice chat. Hots doesn't even have voice chat. That's a huge problem.
But, and that's another thing, or like to group up. There's ways around it, but people don't use it very often. And I feel like if everybody at least were defaulted into the same voice channel when they start a game, a competitive game, they're not. If you're in a group, you have to manually place yourself in the chat.
No. If you hit tilde, you talk to your team, don't you?
No, you talk to you. If you're grouped up first and then you join a match, you stay in your group chat.
Stay in the group comm.
Interesting.
I think Smite did that the best. Their non-voice communications.
I don't remember how it works.
Remember, VSGA.
Yeah.
The thing about Overwatch, they call it competitive, but to me, I still feel like it's a casual clusterfuck.
Yeah, but you're down in
it
silver.
It is a casual
No,
game.
Gold. You're
I'm
down
in gold right now.
So.
And this is my whole argument with Lab Monkey today, too, is like he's like, it's not a real first-person shooter. It's not serious. It's not precise. And I'm like, yeah, why does it have to be all these things? I jump into Overwatch for maybe a game or maybe 20 games. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm having fun throughout, and I don't really give a fuck whether or not I lose or
and
win.
Maybe
or
that's why
I
still solo queue without caring. It's because I would rather play competitive and have them fuck with my competitive rating than not play competitive and not have
you need
my
a,
gameplay affect me at all.
You just need a buddy that will play with you at the same time.
That's true. That's it.
If only,
I need a friend,
if only,
guys.
Yeah.
I,
do you know anybody?
Was raising his
no, no. Anybody? Like, is there anybody that could?
For the record,
Chi is saying I need a buddy while I have my arm raised. She's looking at my raised arm.
Seriously, this is right after you said, you're like, I don't care if I win or lose. I'm just there to have fun.
Well, I love winning.
At the same time, we were playing Overcooked. We played Overcooked the other night in Emilio's room. It was Emilio and his girlfriend and myself and my boyfriend. And Sam and Max, our SOs, were like, they were goofing around. They were just running into each other.
I might have got too serious.
I was like, why don't you guys care about this game? I want to win this. I want to like get the three stars.
It wasn't even competitive, too. It was just
come on. Yeah.
That's going to be loud.
I was like, this is why your parents hate you. Like, oh yeah, I got into it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but yeah, no. Like, there was a lot of like tension at the same time.
This is why nobody lends you money. Give me more tomatoes.
Give me the fucking tomatoes, woman.
It's like Give me your controller.
Jen, you were getting fired up the other day. Meat.
Yeah, nobody would give me fucking meat.
I need meat.
He's like, gee, put the lettuce down.
Like, what happened? What happened? We switched roles, and then what happened? The whole shit fell apart.
Yeah,
remember that?
I know. I'm the meat master. I don't know what to tell you guys. I said, guys, no vegetables this time. She's just throwing tomatoes and fucking lettuce. She's going vegetarian, and it's a fucking... We're supposed to be making... Okay, anyways, what are we talking about?
Oh, jeez. Right. Necropolis. Necropolis is a...
we're not done with highlights and lowlights yet?
No. But this is all we have. This is our only segment.
I want to say, just for the record, remember when before we hit record, and you're like, I don't know, guys, maybe we should play something. I feel like we don't have anything this week. We're not even into news, and we're at an hour 20.
I've been pushing. We've gone on about
13 tangents.
I've been bringing up tangents on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you padded it.
So finish up with Necropolis so we can get on to news.
Well, Necropolis is maybe the most important thing I'm going to talk about today. So it has very bad reviews. Or not very bad, but, you know, 60... 6.5, but they just came out with a brutal edition, and I never played their old game.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
No, it doesn't, dude.
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't.
Like highly stylized, cel shaded graphics.
Okay.
And this is why I was bringing up: do you pick up the heavy guy or the quick fast guy? Because you only get two options in this game. There is co-op, but I haven't played it yet because I have nobody to play it with.
I was there at home all day just playing WoW.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You could at any time pull me
away
from
that. I can't even tell you that your eggs are on fire when you're playing WoW.
That's true.
Yeah.
I did manage to burn my top ramen.
Yeah. And after I give you a warning, yeah?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Hey, your shit's boiling. I know. All right. Boiled or fried
top ramen. But I ate it.
So anyway, the way I explained it to Clown Lotion, because he's a big...
All right, the graphics are looking better, but...
He's a big fan of the series. It's somewhere between Dark Souls and Binding of Isaac. So it's a roguelike in that you can learn new abilities and stuff that kind of... You can unlock things that you can pass on to your lineage, which is interesting, because Chad, if you were the first one, you'd be Chad. But then when I came in, I'd be Emilio, son of Chad.
Okay.
And then Bobby would be son of Emilio. So you can pass on things in lineage. And but only like one thing. But there's several items you can pick from.
Okay. Kind of like Rogue Legacy almost.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. But the controls are very, you know, if you commit to a heavy strike, if you fuck that up, you're going to get stabbed by three dudes from three different directions.
So that's like Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's the Dark Souls part. It's not as intricate. It's not as well planned out. But also you can kind of finagle some shit, too. Like, if you get... there's two stat bars, your health and your agility. Now, if you spend...
What's Bobby?
I just remembered something funny I saw on a stream like 2 weeks ago. No, it's totally unrelated. Continue.
No, there's no way.
Wait,
please go ahead.
And laughing. Bobby, it's not Bobby. Even. It's not the biggest even chuckle, Bobby. To us. Yeah.
It's not going
to
make any sense. It's
I don't care.
Out of
no, you. You're passing notes in class.
Yeah,
I'd
right,
like you to
exactly.
Read.
Exactly.
You need to bring it up note. For all of us to eat.
No, because I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be like it's going to be like.
I'll make it funny.
No, it was. I was watching a stream of this guy named McIntyre who plays HOTS, and he was just he was pretending to commentate on something, and he was calling himself N.A. Dami. Dami's a Korean player, and he was making these funny voices and shit, and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. No, make it funny, Amelia. You
now
said you
we
could.
Know. Now
work
we
with
know.
That.
Yeah,
we'll
work with it.
Giggles.
Work with it. Hi, I'm a Korean player.
Okay, maybe I think, Mouse is Korean now.
I think Bobby's officially like... Punch drunk? Or?
Yeah, dude, at 11 o'clock, man, that's like the crazy hour. Yeah. For me.
Bobby's hit the crazy. And Emilio almost spit his drink out. Okay.
I was just thinking that like 12 o'clock people call the bewitching hour, but the 11 is just the crazy hour.
Eleven's the Bobby hour.
Oh, sorry.
All right, finish this Necropolis.
Like you were saying earlier, though, like this is a game that has overall...
Bobby, you can save it. Go ahead.
I'm bringing it back. But like you said, earlier, this is a game that has mixed reviews overall, but the recent reviews are very positive. So it sounds like the recent updates that they did have made a difference.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Why was it mixed before? Why was it bad?
That I don't know. What I do know is the game that I played, this is the game that I kept going back to this week. I want to get further.
I never saw you play that.
I'm learning more. Not only are my skills and maybe abilities getting better from time to time, my knowledge of how things operate, but it's all very like...
What's the point? Are you trying to get out of the Necropolis?
The Necropolis is trying to rebuild itself because it's been corrupted, and it talks to you. And it talks... And
so you're its champion, so to speak.
Yeah, but he's really snarky. Because he has an infinite amount of you.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, you made a second level. like he's really an asshole.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. I like this game a lot, actually.
Okay.
So I can definitely recommend this. I would probably say it. I can't say whether or not it's worth $24 because, you know, I've put in two or three hours into it. But I think it looks great, and you only get a fast guy or short or a slow guy.
And which one did you prefer?
I've been bouncing back and forth, but it seems like the slow guy is better.
Okay.
Just because he has more health points.
Fair enough.
Yep.
So we have a listener question, because we're done with highlights and lowlights, right? Anything else?
Yeah, we are finally done with that.
Okay.
We do have a listener question. Are we ready, or should we come back?
So, Big Sec...
We have to come back.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
All right. If the four of you were naked...
This is from FigSec.
Are you serious?
If the four of you were naked, covered in silicone-based lube, parentheses, the best of all lubes...
I am not even sure what that lube is like. Or
silicone-based? You can't use it with silicone products, but...
Yeah. So no condoms are involved
here. Which is interesting, but that's going to come up. And thrown into the Thunderdome.
What's the Thunderdome?
Just it's like a Mad Max arena. Yeah.
Oh.
With only giant black dildos. I don't know why they're black. as weapons.
I mean, I think we know why they're black.
Which one of you would be walking out? I demand fan art on your Instagram for this.
Oh, my God.
That would be me.
Why you?
Because
Chad has the most experience.
He has the most experience
exactly.
Taking beatings from black
silicone-based lubricant and big black dildos. I'm the winner. I've got XP like 9,000 on those.
I don't know about that, dude. Because you're starting with the rubber plus the silicone. If you just gave me a paperclip, I can make a bomb out of that shit.
That's true.
All right. And Amelia goes.
So I would say that I would walk out of there, but I'd be walking funny.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. I will honestly say I would not come out victorious in this fucking battle.
Yeah.
I would probably just... I would surrender before. I would be the one to throw in the white flag. The BBC... No, the BBD would be like... I would be just like, nope, that's not a... It's you know, it's like flee or fight, fight or flee. I would flee in this case and just... you're stuck in a dome. I would definitely just throw in my white flag.
I don't think any of us are fighters, though. None of us are fighters. We'd all just be staring at each other like...
We take out our aggressions with headshots.
Yeah.
But no, now we have to hear Bobby's response to
I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I mean...
Last time he was in that situation.
I would throw away the BBD and use the real thing to fight with and just like take over.
You've seen Meat Spin, right?
Let's hope it never comes to that.
Yeah, seriously. Was this considered a homoerotic question? Or
yeah, the trend continues.
Yeah. Well, they included...
The French are Sergei, dude.
They included cheese, so we can at least be a little bit straight, right? All right. We're moving on to listener questions, but... Emilio,
well, that was our listener question.
No, I'm seeing... I mean, our news, but since Emilio is the one that did...
It's a hardware question.
Not a hardware question. A little something with esports I thought I'd bring up.
All right. I guess I'll bring this up. For our listeners, Milo's going to the bathroom for the second time, so that's why we're were wondering what's going on. Go ahead.
If you know, I think they noticed that he doesn't talk for a while. It's the quietest he's ever been all night.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was something that popped up on Reddit that I thought was really interesting. A little drama in the Heroes of the Storm scene, but I thought it pertained to all esports. So I thought I would share it with you guys and see what you thought about it.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen this happen in other esports, but Heroes is the only one that I follow. Someone released, there are two competitive players, one of them Fan, the other Kenma. Kenma and his brother Zuna have a bit of a bad reputation in the scene, especially coming over from League of Legends. Fan's girlfriend often plays with him, and there was a game where his girlfriend and Kenma were in a game, and Kenma was insulting her, saying some pretty shitty things. Also said some shit about the team, Gale4c Sports Fan's team and their poor performance in the last regional, just kind of being real shitty. And she posted it all over Twitter, and then Reddit caught on to it, and it turned into like this whole thing. And they released a statement, him apologizing, and I guess they fined him a month's salary.
Wait, wait, who's they?
His Niventic, his team.
His team.
Yeah,
gotcha.
His sponsors.
I think, well, finish up. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, do you guys think that was well handled, or do you think, because that happens to professional players, doesn't it? If they say something like a football player, who would say something out of line or do something inappropriate or have some sort of personal problem, do they get fined? They get fined
by the league. It's usually not a month, but
it's like a flat fee.
Well, right? Yeah. Or they'll get fined a game check or whatever, which would be a week or whatever.
I just got back. Did you say her?
No.
Or she?
You already missed the whole thing, so just you're quiet for this part.
Yeah.
Well, I just want... If there was a female involved, she's probably wrong.
No, some...
Wow.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well,
I'm good.
Okay. I...
She looks super sad over here.
I think esports are in this weird spot because they're trying to be corporate, but they're still trying to... Like, they're still... It's kind of like the Wild West where they're
inherently corporate.
No, but they're not, because these players are all individuals, and are they making more money themselves doing Twitch streams and doing their own thing, or are they making more money from the actual company? Like, are these guys employees or not? Because you wouldn't be an employee and saying stuff to somebody else as somebody that was in a job, but these people aren't necessarily, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I get it.
How much is Niventic paying this guy? Is a month salary really that much?
And who knows if they really even find him? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. But
I don't know. I mean, a month salary is pretty harsh. And this is the internet, for crying out loud. Like, people have been flaming and trolling and harassing. And it's just kind of a part of the sport, you know?
I know, but I think they got to, at some point, there's got to be got to get away from him.
Yes, I believe that. But I also feel like it. That's why they have the mute option. That's why they have and if you don't feed the flame, generally it won't continue. And it's just one of those things where, especially me being a lot more mature in the social competitive thing, it's like when people start throwing things at me, it's literally just like water off my back. At this point now, it's like I just don't pay it no mind because of that. But the fact that he is a professional player, like, I understand where it's not okay, but I think the penalty of losing a month's worth of pay is very harsh.
But let's be honest, you're only gold level, so all those insults.
We don't listen to gold levels.
I mean,
the funny part about this too is this guy. I mean, you kind of expect this behavior from younger people, but this guy's 31 years old.
Oh, he's 31.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, come on, dude. And I know exactly what you're talking about, Chi.
Okay,
like,
so
he's
just really salty, but
I used to get very upset at people online, and then you get older, and you're just like, who gives a shit, really? You know,
I'm going the other way. I used to not give a shit. Fucking salty.
I mean, when I play with younger people, it's so funny because I play with younger people sometimes, and like somebody will say something in chat, and then I just hear them. I hear whoever I'm on comms with just start typing furiously. I'm like, oh god, dude, don't start, bro. Don't even make this a thing. Like, come on, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I'm surprised. Like, I will play with completely level-headed people that I've known through the podcast or just friends. completely level-headed. And then as soon as somebody talks a little bit of shit, I hear the fucking the keyboard going on fire. I'm like, is that you, bro? Is that why your character's not moving? Is it because you're talking shit to this 12-year-old or what? Yeah. Even if it is,
I gotta admit though, I'll BM sometimes on my alt account. Like it happened the other day. I was
BM
bad manner.
Bad manners
is when he gets salty.
Holy shit, wow. You are out of the fucking
loop, dude. But I was playing with some friends. This is like the second or third time this has happened. I'm playing with friends, and we get a rando on our team, and like. We had, in this particular instance, it was this guy playing Jaina, a very squishy, high-damage burst hero. And he's like, he was making calls like, we got to do this. I'm like, nope, dude, that's a bad idea. And like, nobody was going over there because the four of us are on comms. We're like, yep, that's a bad idea. He goes fucking charging in, gets himself killed, starts talking shit to us. We're like, all right, whatever, dude. I typed in, you're dumb, because I like to get right to the point. You know, I'm just like, you're dumb, dude.
Scathing insult from Bobby. Yeah. Yeah. What was the rebuttal, Bobby?
Oh, paragraphs. And but this is what I'm telling you.
Best answer I could have got.
Yeah, paragraphs.
But this is what I was getting at. This is what happened to me like two or three times. The next game, all four of us, him on the other team. I was like, all right, boys, let's do this.
And we fucking
work them over. Like,
let's go, boys.
So after the end of the game, I whisper him, GG, you know, smiley face. You know, I'm being polite and a little salty. He had already logged offline. Dude's gone. Cut out. Next day, he's back. Boom. GG. Gotcha, bitch.
Bobby, I've always...
he added to your notebook to make sure you were checking.
It was on the schedule. So, yeah, I can be petty, too. I guess is what I'm getting at.
Wow. Bobby, I have a question. So is it better to each do your own correct plans or to follow one person doing the wrong plan?
One. In Heroes?
It's better to... And if there's a bad decision, it's better to stay as a group and do that. Yeah. But the thing is, we had four people on comms making the right decision.
I don't mean this one. I just mean in general.
In general, yeah.
Will you follow a bad order just so you can stay together?
I will, yeah, I will.
If Bobby's the one and they're the four, he's going to follow the he's going
to
follow the four.
I will stay close to the group.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you just have to. And that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. And like I was saying earlier, Chi, like if you're playing in those lower level leagues, like you got to stoop to their level and kind of make those dumb plays with them because it's the only shot you got. But that's Heroes, though. I don't know about Overwatch. Overwatch is a completely different game.
Yeah. With Overwatch, it's a very time sensitive, objective thing. And stooping to their level means you're just delaying the inevitable, in my opinion. I feel like with
she has a look of disgust while she's talking about
this.
Dude, but I call out over and over
playing
and
with
over.
These peasants, it bothers me.
She's getting the hives. Yeah. She's scratching her neck.
All right, let's get into news.
Yeah,
let's
please do.
So, Chad, you're in the hemisphere of the consoles. What is a PS4 Pro?
It is basically a PS4 that has just a beefed up graphics and hardware engine. So it has the capabilities of doing things that a normal PS4 couldn't.
Yeah.
And so they're designing games that can take advantage of it, but it's difficult for them because it's got to be... It's still a PS4.
Right.
So they don't want to separate their audience. So it's basically a PS4 that has certain advantages that some games can take advantage of.
So when they announced this, I think their poster child is Andromeda, which is... Mass Effect Andromeda. Mm-hmm. Will that be able to be played on a PS4, a regular PS4?
It's not a PS5, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So a PS4 is
that
a PS4.
That was the... The caveat, really, to go into this. Okay, so...
So a game would be played on a PS4, but then on a Pro, it would have, like, maybe better ground physics. You know, like, better...
I saw
like,
some gameplay
better
of...
Better graphics, better textures, better all of that stuff.
I saw some gameplay of Andromeda.
Why are we talking PS4, by the way?
And they were talking about how, like, if you're not watching this on a 4K screen... Please stop watching this and go watch it on 4K screen. So obviously they're getting ready for 4K or
that was the whole thing. Most of the press conference was talking about 4K and HDR.
And whoever's heading up the project or whoever their marketing guy is or whatever, he said that it wasn't that the Xbox that they were trying to outdo so much as keep up with the PC, because somewhere in the mid-range of the life cycle of a console, people tend to go back to the people that want the best graphics go to...
Gotcha.
Because it used to be you'd have this huge jump for the consoles, and then the PCs would kind of like gradually outstep them. So this is kind of like a sophomore upgrade so that to keep people from going back to the PC. So I just thought it was interesting that, again,
the PC is the one that's driving this.
They're driving
change.
This, not the console.
Not the consoles. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good news for us.
Yeah. One thing that I did hear is that HDR, which is something that they talked about a lot in the news conference, HDR is not something that...
what is it? Dynamic range?
Yeah, it basically improves the colorization and...
The contrast
and all. Dark, yeah. That's not something that monitors do, right? So PCs don't talk HDR at all. This is only a console thing, right, Bobby?
No, there's HDR settings in PC. So some of them have it. I mean, it is, even phones have it. I don't know. It's one of those little technical specifications that it's probably not something you can toggle on and off in your settings. But
yeah. Maybe it's something that they're blowing out of proportion just to get
It's one of those things. We're talking about...
We have HDR.
We're talking about little percents of things.
Yeah.
But to the high end, those are the important percents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the last 5% of anything is the most important 5%.
Right.
And that's what HDR and 4K... Because if you look at a 4K monitor versus a 1080p monitor, you're not seeing a huge difference in resolution. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why Bobby says 1440 is the best... Right?
That's a really good resolution.
I
you
love your monitor,
wide.
Dude. When I see it,
yeah.
It's gorgeous.
No, it's great. But we're reaching a point where it's not just about resolution anymore. It's about that color quality, and it's about that contrast.
Which is what HDR is about.
There's so many,
and also refresh rate.
Yeah, there's so many other things that are, I feel are more important than resolution.
And here's a really interesting thing. Andromeda, which is their big, like we said, the poster child, going to be running at 30 frames. And, you know, on the PC, you can
probably
modify
that. Yeah, they didn't mention frames
at
all.
Yeah. Mm. Why would they? They want it to be as pretty as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Navi, which is a...
Huge esports organization.
Esports organization. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Completely dropped their Hearthstone team, including the world champion right now. So there was like five dudes. They dropped them all. Now, and there was no reason given. Obviously, one might think there's just no money in it at this point. Or what is it? It's got to be what it is, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, Navi is a big sponsor. And kind of like Cloud9 and HOTS, they thought it was going to blow up bigger than it did. And they kind of hung around for a while. And then when
they
things really
out.
Didn't... Yeah, they eventually pulled out. Navi as well. Navi used to have a team in Heroes of the Storm.
We're talking about Navi. What do you mean?
I'm talking about Heroes of the Storm, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying...
I missed your point, sorry.
Yeah, Cloud9 used to...
Cloud9. I missed that.
Cloud9 pulled out and Navi.
Okay.
But, Navi pulled out as well. And they're a European organization.
Phrasing.
So, different league. But, I don't know. I don't know if there's really that much money in Hearthstone.
It's one of these simple things. It's a business. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're giving these guys this much money. We're making this much money off of it.
Yeah. And Navi is such a big company, too. Like, a lot of the... Heroes of the Storm is a smaller scene. Hearthstone, I assume, would be the same way. A lot of the sponsors I see in HOTS is these ones you don't really hear of. Niventic, Denial, kind of smaller. But Navi, Cloud9, these are the big ones. And so I understand if they pull out.
Have you guys ever watched competitive Hearthstone, by the way?
No.
Very. Oh, I saw the Grand Championships last year.
Yeah, BlizzCon I watched a little.
I find it difficult to watch sometimes because it's like you see it and it's like
a game of chess.
You say, oh, okay, this is what I would do. And then you watch and see if they did it. And if they did something different, it'd be like, oh, okay, that's better or that's, you know. Right. Obviously, they're not going to do something worse than what you said because they're world champions.
You're not impressed in the way that...
Other than like... You know, when you see a first-person shooter, you're like, wow, I could not have made that shot.
Which is why people watch football and not chess.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay, the thinking sport is a harder sell.
Right.
Because
for sure.
The skill everybody thinks they can do that. That
meanwhile, Magic's been around for 27 years or something like that.
Yeah, but you don't watch competitive
Making
Magic,
dude. I thought
you don't watch competitive Magic. True, that's what I mean,
but people do, and I thought they were on the downslope. They're actually making more money than they've ever made.
Well, Magic Online fucking took them to the next level.
Yeah. Speaking of Hearthstone,
they convinced
us. Like how you wrote the segue into the show.
Yeah,
they convinced us to spend $4 to get virtual cards. You and I, we did Magic drafts.
$4?
Yeah, $3.99 a pack.
$4?
$3 a pack.
Dude, I spent hundreds of dollars.
Well, each pack was $4.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars on drafts.
It's a lot of packs.
And you've got all those virtual cards. Feel free to make use of those things.
You know what? Do you get the same email once a month?
No.
Like, you don't get it from Magic Online?
No, I don't.
Magic Online sends me something once a month like, hey, we still got your shit.
Yeah.
If you want to come, like,
we pushed your shit in a while ago. Yeah. You want to go get your shit pushed in again?
Nice. Speaking of Hearthstone, the cards.
No. Oh. No, don't segue this one.
It's written into the segue.
Yep.
Or the segue. Okay.
It's a hard segue. Yes. We got to do it.
Speaking of Hearthstone.
In Arena, the cards are going to be edited.
Yeah, I saw this.
What do you mean by edited?
So they're only going to allow a certain amount of cards, like certain cards. So 8 of the 9 classes are going to have their class cards.
Oh, they're throwing out the cheese.
Yes.
Essentially. They're cutting the cheese.
So basically, I looked through all these cards, and basically all they're restricting is cards that are specialized. So if it's not just a standard curved deck, they're restricting it. For example, Bolster. Do you know Bolster? The Bolster is a warrior card that says all your taunt creatures gain +2/+2.
Right.
So if you make a taunt deck, Bolster is really good for it.
Right.
But if you're not making a taunt deck, Bolster is a piece of shit.
Does this mean Flame Wave still going to be around?
Or call Pet, which is a hunter card. Do you remember Pet?
Yeah.
The next card. If it's a beast, if it's a beast, it costs 4 less. So they're restricting that. So you can't make beast decks, which I don't think is a good thing. I don't want all my arena decks to just be
exact copies of
standard fucking just decks. So I'm not sure how I feel about this. Like, I want them to be, I want it to be like, okay, I want to make a mech deck because the first 3 cards that I drew were mechs. You know, like, so I'm going to...
But then if you don't get any more mechs from there, you feel like I just threw away $2.
True. But now all my choice is, it doesn't matter which fucking class I pick, because I'm just going curve the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Everything's curve. There's no other option. Yeah. And I don't know if that's the best option either.
How often has your beast deck, mech deck, or any of those decks done well? When's the last time?
I mean, I win 12 every once in a while. It does happen.
No, but a specialized deck, a mech deck.
But that's what I'm saying.
Deck.
Like, what I'm going to do when I play Arena is I'm going to try to be mage.
I have no idea what you nerds are talking about.
I'm going to try to be mage, and I'm going to try to do curve, and I'm going to try to pick up creature control along the way. That's my option, and I just want more options.
I'm just playing devil's advocate over here.
No, I agree.
I think this will... make this it's going to make it all vanilla and there's going to be no flavor in Arena.
That's exactly what I'm saying,
but they're very smart and they know what they're doing, and they've done pretty good so
I'm hoping
far.
This is step one of a more than one step process.
That's
what I'm hoping.
Speaking of Smite, we were speaking of Smite earlier today, and they have a co-op mode going in, and this does, and right now co-op, they have a co-op option, which is means us four could play against, we'd have one AI versus 5 others in practice.
Okay.
But it's becoming a wave survival.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Survival. And you could earn gold and XP in this wave survival. The further you get, the better you do.
It's almost wow, okay.
Yeah. Huh. So are we downloading it, guys?
No, hell no.
I still have it downloaded, honestly.
You used to play Smite?
I actually know one of the developers. He gave me one of those. Like, he tried to form an all-girls Smite team with me, and he even gave me one of those like super accounts where I get everything unlocked. at no additional cost. But I just didn't enjoy the game. I played it.
Wow,
but
we played it nonstop.
Really? No, I started with Ling. After
there's
League,
no game we played more than Smite.
Really? Yeah. After League,
probably
Hots
for me at this point.
Then,
but yeah, we all played a lot.
I don't even remember my Smite
as far as
login info, most likely. But that's how much I did not enjoy it.
Wow. Yeah. We loved it. But it was our first MOBA?
It was my second MOBA. And then once
it was your first MOBA.
Once
we played Super
Dota,
Monday Night Combat,
like, oh,
but then we
say
quickly.
Say no more, fam. I found the one.
So anyway, this might be the thing that makes me download it. Oh, and right under this was like, hey, there's a samurai skin for Samosa. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. Sounds like an Indian bread treat.
No. Samosas, they're delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah.
Bottomless samosas.
Like, yeah.
I like it.
And Rocket League already brought up, so I think we're done.
Yeah.
Please, God, are we done?
Are we?
Are we
this
really?
Podcast has been so good.
It's a
Sergey.
It's been a long one.
You know, Alfie's
I'm just kidding.
Bobby's almost half asleep. Look at his eyes. He can't keep his eyes open.
No.
She's the same way.
I mean, in looking this way. I was born.
She's Asian.
This way,
yeah,
Chad.
She's Asian. So they're already
just woke up.
Yeah.
I'm an Asian with a lazy
eye. Gee, open your eyes.
So yeah. It's genetically impossible.
Emil and I are jazzed up, ready to go. But anyways, finish this off. Slowly.
Sir.
That was so gay.
Just for Bobby's sake.
And then mount us.
Let's finish this. So for Bobby, Chad.
Sergey.
Chad, when's the last time you cried? Tears
about,
coming out of your eyes.
About 5 seconds ago.
No, come on. Tears coming out of your eyes last time.
Last time I cried, I think it was Benji.
Benji,
way back in like 87?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Benji.
It's a sad
Benji's
one.
A little dog that gets lost and he always makes his way back, but he brings friends. It's like a little dog movie.
Oh.
All right. It's like a Disney movie.
You're not finishing us off.
And for myself, motherfucking titties. Titties. Titties, titties. Can't stop titties.
That's done.